This is Jedi Insights, brought to you by Arcania Jedi Templar. Here at Anchor Radio, Spotify, iTunes, or wherever else you listen to your podcasts. Hey everybody, it's your host, MJ Hannigan. Welcome to this morning's episode. It's been a while. Jedi Insights, where to even begin? They were the initial episodes I used to do over Jedi Realist Radio multiple times throughout the week. They were taken from quotes from outside the Star Wars universe, where I discuss those quotes and how I apply them to my life and how I apply them, you know, within Jedi Realism. All right, so for this one, oddly enough, it's about 10 choices that you can do to change your life. And a friend sent this to me, and I thought it was really interesting. He's like, hey, you should talk about this. I'm like, you know what? Maybe I will. And funny enough, I'm actually connecting it with a quote from the next to last Star Wars book. Actually, no, it was the last Star Wars series of the EO. I just can't remember which book it was. I think it was the last book or the next to last book. I honestly can't remember which. But the quote is, "There is no tomorrow. There's only what we do or we fail to do today." Meaning that, dude, today is what matters. Yesterday's gone. Tomorrow might not show up. All we have is the present in this moment. All right, let's get into it. Okay, the first thing is say yes to what matters. Basically, an old quote is, if a person is everywhere, then they are nowhere. Meaning they're too scattered. If, you know, you can't focus on everything at once in life. It's not going to work out for you. You're going to get burnt out. You're going to fail. And it's not going to be good. Focus on what you need to focus on. You know, for me, it is focusing on my home life. That is where I need to be. I have a lot going on within my house. And that's where one of my focuses needs to be. When I'm at the gym, I go to the gym. I focus on my workout. I don't give a damn what's happening outside the gym, with the exception of if I have a couple friends who need to get a hold of me because they're going through some shit. If my friends get a hold of me because they're going through some shit, guess what? I'm going to take that phone call. But dude, really, I don't care about social media. I don't care, you know, like, I'm not thinking about, you know, my work or my job, excuse me. I'm not thinking about my job. I'm at the gym. I am focusing each set, or each rep of each set is where my focus is, because that's where it needs to be when I'm at the gym. But again, if I have friends who are going through some shit, if it's that important, I will definitely quit what I'm doing and go take care of that. You know, if you want to be great at something, you have to give the time to it. You know, if you want to be a martial artist, it's not going to come by watching a couple Bruce Lee films. It's not going to come by watching the UFC. You know, if you want to be great at being a martial artist, dude, you got to get down to the dojo. You got to get down to dojon. Whatever you want to call your martial arts goal. You know, whichever style you take. With all respect, of course. You need to practice it. You need to say, you know what? This is what I need to work on. You need to get in there. You need to put in the work. You know, if you don't, then you're not going to be a great martial artist. You know, it's just not going to happen. You know, if you only go to class like twice a week and you don't practice, you won't be a great martial artist. If you let everything in your life get in the way with that, then again, you're not going to be a great martial artist. It is what it is. So if you want to be great, you need to put in the work. And you need to put in the sacrifice, the blood, the sweat, the hours, the pain and the suffering. And trust me, yes, it does suck. But you know what? That's what you need to do if you want to get good at something. You know, again, so say yes to what matters. That means saying no to the insignificant things in your life that are nothing but time wasters. We're going to talk about that a little bit later. All right, the next concept is be disciplined. Be disciplined. We've done podcasts on discipline. We've done, you know, as its own concept. We've talked about discipline over at Jedi Realist Radio. You know, that's discipline is supposed to be a huge trait within our community. But unfortunately, let's be honest, it's one of the things that we truly lack. But, you know, from my own personal perspective, you know, being disciplined means stopped procrastination. Or as I like to tell people, stop putting the pro in procrastination. You know, stop putting things off. It's easy to say, I'm going to change my life, but I'm going to do it tomorrow. I'm going to get sober, but not today. I'm going to do it tomorrow. I'm going to clean my house tomorrow. My house is a friggin' disaster. And I could do it right now, but I'm going to wait till tomorrow. And in truth, my house is a disaster. And as soon as I get done with this episode, time for me to put in that work to get my house clean. You know, stop putting things off. It's not going to help you. You know, you need, all of us, we need to do the things that need to be done. Again, if you want to be in Jedi realism, all right, cool. Great path. Hope you enjoy it. But you need to put in that work. You know, you need to do the reading. You need to work on your fitness. You need to work on community service. You know, not the online, I'm an administrator or the moderator at this group or at that group, because that's bullshit and it doesn't matter. You need to put in the service work in your own area. You need to change your life. You need to change within your neighborhood, within your city. That is where Jedi realism matters. It doesn't matter on the Facebook groups. It doesn't matter on the bullshit politics that go on within our community. It is doing what needs to be done, doing things within our community to make the lives of the people around us better. That is doing the work. That is the dedication and a discipline that we need to grow as individuals, but also to grow our community. All right, next one is stop suffering in advance. Stop worrying. You know, we can go with the concepts of Reiki. All five principles start with the same concept. Just for today. Just for today is what matters. You know, what happens tomorrow, you know, no one cares. It might not happen. You know, it's wise to plan for things. That is wisdom. He who fails to plan, plans to fail. That is true. But don't worry about it. I think Will Smith was talking about it once. I know a great example to use. Everybody seems to hate Will Smith again. But Will Smith had a wonderful story about jumping out of an airplane. And he was talking about how he used to stress about it before he did his first jump. He stressed over, it was always on his mind. What if this happened? What if that happened? What if this happened? What if that happened? And all the what ifs. And he, you know, talked about like waking up at night in cold sweats because he had a dream that the chute didn't open. And then he talked, after he jumped out of the airplane for the first time, of how thrilling it was, how much of a rush it was, and how he realized how much stuff in life just didn't matter. But, you know, the focus of it was about how the fear of jumping out of an airplane, you know, when you're on the ground, you know, is a problem. When we fear things that have not happened yet, in truth, when you put fear into it, when you put emotion, when you put energy into it, you could lead yourself to that outcome. Self-sabotage at its finest. Stop worrying. Stop having anxiety over things that have not happened yet. Focus on the present, on what you can do. You know, don't worry about the outside stuff. Don't worry about the side drama, because it's never going to take you where you want to go. All right, next concept is stop wasting time. Kind of go with the worrying, go with the third one. You know, stop wasting time on things that are not in your control. Other people, their decisions, you can try to influence them as much as you could try, but they're going to make their own decisions. They're going to do what's best for them or what they feel is best for them. You know, that's not your control. Your control is to be a guide, to be a light, to, you know, be a beacon of light in the darkness. That is what is in your control. However, what people do with that, that's out of your control. You know, don't waste time worrying about other people's decisions. You know, what they're going to do, they're going to do. If you can help them deal with the consequences, great. If you can help them to get back on their path, then great. But it's up to them what they're going to do. You know, you can't worry about that. Kind of like I mentioned earlier, stop procrastinating. Stop putting stuff off. Putting stuff off, you know, every now and again, things will slip through your day. You won't be able to get that housework you wanted, like the painting of your house done. You know, something happened. You know, somebody had to go to the ER. You had to go to the ER. You had to go and do some counseling, you know, whatever. That does happen, but stop knowingly and willingly put stuff off simply because you don't want to do it. Kind of like the whole concept of make the unpleasant phone calls first thing in the morning. If you have a doctor's appointment, therapy appointment, try making that as early as possible. That way you could free up your day for things that you want to do, things that you're going to enjoy. Next one, sorry, is stop stressing over what people think about you. You know, guys, let's be honest. There's always going to be people who are not going to like you. Unfortunately, it's a fact, speaking from experience. And no matter what you do, for the people that dislike you, you're never going to be able to appease them. You're never going to make them happy. You know, it's not worth it. You know, in truth, there are still people out there that stalk my Facebook just to take screenshots of things that I post or replies that I make. You know, it's hilarious. Or they take sound bites from Jedi Realist Radio and or from Archangel Jedi Templar, and they take the sound bite and talk about it. The only problem is they take it out of context. You know what, dude? Hey, if you want to wake up and your life's mission is to report, you know, one or both my podcasts as hate speech every day, dude, you do you. I love my dedicated hater group because y'all keep me more relevant than you realize. You know, I'm not going to worry about it. You know, back pre-2019, I did used to care. I used to care very deeply. And then I realized, you know, post-2019 that I'm not going to worry what some internet bullies want to say about me. You know, you're going to say what you're going to say. I'm going to hear about 3/4 of it. The other fourth, I don't know. Cool, whatever. But, you know, I'm not going to worry about these people. I'm not going to worry about these people who their life mission is to try to shut me down. If you don't like my podcast or my content, I'm sorry. I'll do better. Send me a message on how to do that. You know, let me know what you don't like about my material. And we can work with that. But, you know, just randomly going around and spreading BS and, you know, I guess it's really not worth it. And when you realize it makes yourself look a hell of a lot more foolish, then, you know, we can work together. It is what it is. Another thing, stop regretting the past. This is something that I sometimes linger on, to be honest. I have very few regrets in my life. One of which probably would be skipping my father's funeral. I know that he didn't want it. And I know I held firm to that concept of that's why I didn't want to go. But, you know, there is a slight regret that I didn't. There is a slight regret that I didn't see him in his final form. You know, there really is. But, you know, aside from that, you know, when my father told me he was dying of cancer, you know, I got to 2 great months of speaking with my dad every day and making sure that if this was the last conversation I had with him, it was a good one. Now, you know, reverse, there are people in this life that I've had conversations with, that I've had final conversations with, that were not so good. There were things that I said that I could certainly regret. There are things I have said that I would definitely love to take back. But I can't dwell on that. I cannot dwell on those past mistakes because dwelling on it is not going to lead me to anywhere good. In truth, it'll probably lead me back to active addiction, and that's never a good thing for anybody. When you live with regrets and when you constantly dwell on those regrets, and you want to take it back again, you're never going to move forward. The only thing you could do is deal with your regrets. Write letters and burn them or whatever, because you can't get them to the people, whatever. At least you're getting out what you need to say. Now, you can do what you can to make an amends. If other people take it, great. If they don't take it, great. If you truly make an amends and the other person decides that, they don't want to accept it, you did your part. Move on. It is what it is. Don't let your regrets and your past mistakes hold you back from being a better person. Don't let those regrets hold you back from being of service to your community and to hopefully make the lives around you better. Right, number five was control your emotions. From a generalist perspective, we could talk about there is no emotion, there is peace. And truth be told, controlling your emotions is actually very simple. You control your emotions. Nobody needs to de-escalate you. You need to take personal responsibility and say, this is my mindset. This is what I need to do to get out of this mindset. Okay, big deal. Somebody did something I didn't like. All right, cool. They have free will. They are able to make those decisions. They are not accountable to my morality. Same as I am not accountable to anybody else's morality. I have to deal with my own. So when people make decisions I don't like, okay, this person relapsed. All right, big deal. All right, cool. Yes, it sucks. A relapse is horrible. Let's be honest. However, dude, they already did it. They've already done did it. Okay, cool. So the next logical question we need to ask is, all right, cool. What are you going to do now? You can't fix the situation, but what are you going to do from this point moving forward? I could be angry with my friends for, falling back. I can. It's simple. I could excommunicate my friends in my lives for falling back. Again, it would be simple. But dude, that's not controlling your emotions. Getting angry or, it's not going to do anything good. The basic concept is, okay, what's next? Instead of getting angry about something because, whatever. Okay, cool. What do we do from here? I don't care what happened. Cool. You owned it. What do we do from here? That is the mindset we need to take. Instead of being in our emotions, being pissed off, and taking it out on everybody else in our lives, we need to let the shit go, move on, and say, what are we going to do from here? Thank you to my big brother Tim for teaching me that lesson. All right, number six was do not focus on how far you've come, focus on how far you have left to go. This is kind of a weird concept and counterproductive in some ways, like particularly with recovery, but it's actually true. Yes, you should celebrate your successes. It's awesome to say that I haven't put cocaine, meth, or ecstasy up my nose in 20 years, couple months, few days, whatever. It's great to say that. But the truth is, hey, that demon's always knocking on that door. There is always a demon knocking on my door, particularly with what I do within my own life, where I work with people in recovery, I work with people in active addiction. It could be trying. So woohoo, 20 years. All right, great. That is a cool accomplishment. But at the same time, those 20 years do not matter if I put myself in a mental state that could take me back to active addiction. That's just fact. Those 20 years are cool to say that I have, but it's not necessarily going to keep me from making a poor decision today. Each day I wake up is a new day, a new fight, a new challenge. It's pretty much that's just the way it is. In my fitness journey, yeah, I put on like a ridiculous amount of weight, particularly in the last 3 years, 4 years, which also goes back to 2019 when I stopped caring about what other people thought about me. I just literally focused on myself and grew to be a better person in my fitness. When I got the weight of the world off of my shoulders, my fitness increased by a hell of a lot. You know, and I'm thankful for that. But dude, there's so much further I want to go. You know, I really want to work even more on my fitness. I want to work on my cardio. I want to, you know, for being my age, I'm in fantastic shape. That doesn't mean I cannot improve it. Kind of like, you know, when people go to doctors, like, well, my doctor said my health is fine. Okay, well, what does fine actually mean? My doctor said my weight is fine. Okay, what is fine? What is average? If average is an unhealthy state, and that's average, then, you know, to be honest, I definitely want to be a little above average. In truth, I want to be a lot above average. I want to strive every day for personal excellence. I want to strive every day to be a better person today than I was yesterday. You know, I say that quite often. And that's part of my life. It's part of my mantra. And it's not saying I'm better than this person or I'm better than that person or this person's better than me or that person's better than me. No, I don't care about other people in that regard. You know, I don't think about this person being better than me. I don't think about this person being, you know, not as good as me. Dude, I'm worried about my personal excellence as same as everybody should be worried about theirs. Now, if you're going through some shit and you need help, I'm definitely going to give you advice. I'm not going to give you advice about how to be a better person to my expectations. The first thing I want to know is what your expectations are, what you believe your personal best is. And let's find a plan to get you there. You know, it's a great concept. You know, never compare yourself to others. Only compare yourself to yourself. Only you live at your morality. Nobody else does. Remember, guys, life's a journey. What's it? The journey of 1,000 steps. Start with the first one. You know, it's always the beginner mindset that we talk about in martial arts or we talk about in Jedi realism. You know, but it really is a journey. There's no end in Jedi realism. The end is death. And death, as many believe, is just the end of one cycle and the beginning of another. So remember, it is a life path that we're on. Enjoy the journey. No matter what happens, enjoy the journey. Enjoy what comes your way. And take the challenges as opportunities and take the successes as learning experiences to create better successes or create more successes. Excuse me. All right, number 7 is stand up for others. This one's pretty much just the way it is. When we actually notice, we stand up for people who we relate to. I stand up for people getting bullied because I was once bullied. I can't stand bullies. Bullies really irritate the hell out of me. You know, I will stand up to bullies for other people. You know, within Jedi Realist community, you know, I stood up to the sex offender bully. No problems, no stress, no drama. I'll do it every day until my dying breath. I stood up to the bullies who believe that their way is the way, the truth, and the life. Nobody shall come to the Jedi except for through them. I will stand up to them. I will stand up to the charlatans and the snake oil salesmen who literally just want to sell their books and sell knighting certificates so they can feel special about themselves. You know, I'll stand up to that. I'll stand up to the bullies within my community who literally down talk any other organization that's not theirs and talk about how they are the Ivy League of groups. Guys, come on. Let's stop lying to ourselves. Let's stop lying to ourselves and to other people. You know, these are the bullies. These are the wolves that we need to stand up to. The predators that are in our community. Again, the sex offenders that are within our community. That are bullying others. Guys, it's ridiculous. You guys are on Facebook groups. Come on. Let's grow up a little bit. You know, let's make a community strong. Let's make our community so strong that each member of that community is actively working within their local communities to make their local communities better. Not just posting some Taoist quote and chit-chatting about people on your Facebook group or in your chat groups. Let's stop down talking each other. Let's work towards making real improvements. You know who you are. Give me a holler. All right. Number 8, focus on what's in your control. This is pretty self-explanatory. Like we mentioned earlier, there's a lot of stuff I can't control. There's a hell of a lot of stuff in this world I cannot control, nor do I have the desire to do so. However, there are things that are within my control. I can control my reading. I can control if I meditate. I can control the time, effort, and dedication I give to helping other people. I can control my house, as in, I can clean it. I can control my emotions. I can control my workouts. I can control my earnings. I might not be able to control my car payments or my insurance for the house, for the cars. You know, I can't quite control that one, but I can control how I drive. I can control, you know, risk factors within my house. You know, a lot I can control. Some things in my life I can't, and I live with it. The things that I can control, I do my best to make it better. I can control how I invest in other people. I might not be able to control the outcome of that investment, but I can control the fact I will strive to help others. I'll do what I can to help other people, again, find their version of success. You know, here in Wichita, a lot of my focus is people within recovery. Also, as being who I am and being, you know, relatively known within the community, I catch a lot of Facebook messages and phone calls for people looking for advice and, you know, whatever. I can control what I do in that regard. You know, if there are people who I would like to help, but I don't have the time to, I will get back to them and I will try to find somebody who can work with them. Hopefully somebody within their local areas, you know, or somebody who has more time on their hands than I have right now. Like, example, like, just the other day, I found out one of my roommates was in the hospital. That was really unfortunate. One of my friends from high school, one of my really lifelong friends, her dad passed away. Another one of my lifelong friends found that one of their parents had some major medical issues going on, and I had another friend who was dealing with relationship stress, and just a whole plethora of things just hit me at one time. And I felt so guilty because one of my friends called. He's like, yo, I really need advice. And I was like, dude, I'm going to be honest. I'm juggling 3 things at once. I really want to listen to you. And I genuinely did. But I was like, dude, give me 30 minutes to call you back. I can give you my undivided attention. Just give me 30 minutes. I felt horrible for having to do that. But unfortunately, I had to deal with the other fires before I could deal with another, you know, yet another one. You know, I had to do what I had to do with my other friends who needed my attention right then and there, put myself in a better mindset. So when I called this friend back, I'm like, all right, cool, dude, what's going on? What's up? You know, it sounds silly, but dude, you can't keep taking in more. If your body cannot take it, if your mental state cannot take it and you're going to crack, or if you spread yourself out so far that you cannot help other people, then you're going to run into problems later. Again, focus on what's in your control and do what you can do. Next one, number 9, is be willing to look stupid. Guys, it's so much fun to have the beginner mindset. We do become old and complacent, old crotchety, you know, whatever you want to call it. It happens. sometimes you have to let yourself look stupid. Like, anytime I go to grappling class, trust me, I look dumb. And I love looking dumb. I love being the idiot of the class, if you will. You know, the complete beginner, the person who doesn't know shit. I love that concept. It is so much fun because I get to make so many mistakes and I get to laugh and I get to smile. And it makes it so much more worthwhile. You know, the idiot or the fool from the tarot deck. Great example. It's not saying that you're an idiot or you're a fool. You know, what the card's saying is right now you're a beginner. You're going to make mistakes. You're going to look dumb. And, you know, I often joke on Facebook about, you know, wise things that I have said over the years. Guys, the bigger joke is how many stupid things I've said over the years. I mean, I've been doing a podcast since 2012, since Nights of Awakening. You know, I said some dumb shit on my podcasts. And I made a lot of foolish statements, or not statements, but yeah, exactly. But is an example, like things that you say as conversational pauses, like you know what I mean, you know what I'm saying, stuff like that. You know, I could go back to my old episodes and I listen to them, like, oh my god, I really said that, or oh my god, I said like 40 times, or you know what I mean, 50 times in 15 minutes. Those are the mistakes that I've made, and I have fun going back and listening to old episodes and seeing how far I've come in podcasting. And I still make some of the same mistakes, and I'm working on those. But, you know, it's good to see, you know, where I started at, where I'm at now. And I know as time progresses, I'm going to get even better with the podcast. All right. Next one. Number 10 is seek challenges. If you are complacent in your life and everything is too comfortable, then, you know, that old adage, if you're not getting better, you're getting worse, is kind of a concept to roll with. You know, you need to seek challenges. It's believed that people who retire tend to die faster. And I guess that's a statistic. People talk about it. I don't know if it's true or not, but it's believed that when you retire and you no longer kind of like look forward to going to work every day. Yeah, a lot of us don't necessarily love our jobs, but you know, when you look forward to going in because you have to do this, you know, whatever. When you lose your motivation, when you lose your spark, then I believe a part of your spirit dies and continues to die even faster because you don't have that it factor to look forward to doing. You know, admittedly, my own job is really simple and I work 20, maybe 30 hours a week on a bad week. And I make a decent enough living where I'm comfortable. Cool. Now, what do I do with my meantime? You know, what do I do with my spare time? I don't sit at home and watch TV. My roommates can definitely confirm that much. Anybody who has known me in my life knows that there are times, like, you know, when Cobra Kai comes out, I'll definitely binge watch the hell out of the series once, but I don't sit around and watch TV. I am too busy. There's a lot of things I want to do in my life, and sitting at home and watching TV is not going to help that process. But, you know, seek challenges, seek things that are going to make you a better or stronger person and see where that takes you. Remember, going back to the Star Wars quote, there isn't a tomorrow, there's only what we do or we fail to do today. What does that concept mean to you? Let me know in the comments, send me a message, whatever. Love and light, this is Hannigan. I'm out.